Wolfie Rampant, Post 42. At the word up, Wolfie now jumps on top of rocks, benches, picnic tables, and chairs. At some point, I want to train him to jump into my arms while I'm running with someone on my shoulders, downhill, while wearing little sirens. Sometimes he makes me into a 10-year-old. Every day we walk miles. This morning in the fog, it was so still that the park flag hung limp. Even the silence felt thickened and moist. In the meadows, pink, lavender, and purple aster are blooming. The goldenrod is just past its peak. For 3 days in a row in three locations, we have kicked up 5 and 6 flickers at a go. They must be coming through on their migration. I'm seeing more blue jays this year than I have for a while. Goldfinches are coursing the dry flowers. In the high canopy, we hear a call and answer of two birds, a loud single note traded back and forth, very bright and fulsome. Both of us raised our heads to listen. I could not see them. I wish I knew more songs. There is water everywhere. Half the time we walked on what felt like a sponge. Water oozes out of the soil. Hidden trenches are filled to the brim. Grassy places have become merely a thin, permeable lid for the great sea of groundwater beneath. And the stream is running high and fast. After 2 monsoon months in Pennsylvania, I'm dreaming of what I imagine New Mexico to be up high, dry, the risen Lord of the Sun, mounting in a sky so blue it feels like a new life just to walk under it. When the sun finally breaks through and shows a glimpse of leg, it feels as if the occasion calls for a celebration. We walk on, and Wolfie, off-leash, ziplines back and forth in front of me, following scents. He pisses insouciantly, happily eats mud, listens to me throw a conniption when he eats mud, runs to me, sits, and looks up at me. What is a person to do with those eyes?